reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. Joseph went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was betrothed, and who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her first newborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours."
Reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they hurried away and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what they had been told about him, and everyone who had heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say.
Thank you.
from the beginning of the Gospel of St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, and the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God the only Son who is close to the Father's heart who has made him known."
The innkeeper. The innkeeper always seems to get a raw deal. Like, there are very busy times in life, and sometimes it is hard to tell what is what and who is who. The innkeeper goes down in history as refusing hospitality. But the innkeeper could be any of us. In fact, it often is. Jesus says, "Insofar as you did it to one of my brothers or sisters, you did it to me." This is the great challenge of Christmas: to give to Jesus, to welcome Jesus, to love Jesus. This is, of course, the great challenge of living in relationship with the child on the straw. Be that straw in Bethlehem, Malawi, Syria, or Letterkenny. The innkeeper may have lived in regret, but we are called to let go of the past and learn from our mistakes. We are encouraged to feed Jesus, shelter Jesus, comfort Jesus, and protect Jesus in the least of his brethren.
Glory to the new born King. Peace on earth.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son."
Reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. He said to her, "Rejoice, so highly favored, the Lord is with you." She was deeply disturbed by these words and asked herself what this greeting could mean. But the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid, you have won God's favor. Listen, you are to conceive and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High." Mary said to the angel, "But how can this come about, since I am a virgin?" "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow. And so, the child will be holy and be called Son of God." "I am the handmaid of the Lord," said Mary. "Let what you have said be done to me." And the angel left her.
Jesus, through whom God saves humanity from sin, the Christ, the Anointed One, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, laying on a bed of hay with the elements blowing about him and animals to keep him company, the eternal and the mortal, the weak child and the powers of heaven, our humanity and almighty God, the innocent and the all-powerful creator, the helpless and the invincible, the dependent and the designer, all in one, the Christ of God and our brother. Jesus, born without shelter to shelter all. Jesus, born in time to let us live beyond time. Jesus, born in a place to give a place to everyone. Jesus, born in poverty to show us our dignity. Jesus, born of woman to redeem all born of woman. Lord Jesus, let us know the meaning of your birth so that the world may understand your love. Lord Jesus, let this moment bring me to new life so that I may realize how loved I am. Lord Jesus, let this anniversary of your birth renew me so that I and we may be your redeemed children forever. Amen. Mm-hmm.